A federal judge in Chicago has ordered three Islamic charities and a man accused of fundraising for Hamas to pay $156 million in damages to the parents of an American teenager. David Boehm was shot by Palestinian gunmen near Jerusalem 8 years ago. Chicago Public Radio's Diantha Parker reports.
11th grader David Boehm and three of his friends were at the bus stop outside their school when a car screeched to a halt in front of them. Two men got out and fired about 30 bullets, then drove away. David was shot in the back of the head and died later that afternoon. His parents, Stanley and Joyce Boehm, had moved to Israel from New York. They filed this lawsuit under a 1992 statute that allows American victims of terrorism abroad to collect damages in U.S. courts. Stephen Landes is one of their attorneys.
Nobody had tried this statute before. And Boehm, this case we call Boehm, that the Boehms brought, is now the foundation for many cases that are being brought by victims of terrorism, including the 9/11 victims.
The jury decided on $52 million in damages. The statute compelled Judge Arlander Keyes to triple that, resulting in the $156 million figure. Judge Keyes had already deemed two of the charities, the Islamic Organization for Palestine and the Holy Land Foundation, liable to the Boehms before the trial started. These organizations were charged with soliciting aid for poor Palestinians while funneling the money to Hamas. The judge also found liable Mohammed Salah, who's currently under house arrest near Chicago on charges of Hamas-related fundraising. That left only the Quranic Literacy Institute to face trial. But the institute's defense attorney, John Beale, told the court they wouldn't participate because the judge refused to give them an extra 2 months to prepare. Institute Secretary Amer Halim told reporters the non-participation was a silent protest against anti-Muslim sentiment.
He gave us less than 3 weeks to put together a defense in which we would have to go through 3,000 documents in three different languages. We were patient for nearly 5 years with the court and its delays, and with the plaintiffs and their delays. And the judge could not give us 2 months to mount a defense?
Halim calls the Quranic Literacy Institute a group of scholars founded to translate a new English version of the Quran. He said the group is the antithesis of a terrorist organization, and they plan to appeal the verdict. Outside the courtroom, Stanley Boehm said the jury's decision was a relief and called it the beginning of something larger.
What we did was to put a spotlight on organizations that, under the guise of charitable activities, have supported terrorism.
There's some question of how much of the $156 million the family will be able to collect. The charity's assets were frozen by the U.S. government a while ago, and while there are legal means to get to these, they may only add up to about $5 or $6 million. For NPR News, I'm Diantha Parker in Chicago.